Zadanie szóste.
Our guest today is Justin Carmack. He's a true nomad. 3 years ago, he hit the road and literally hasn't returned home. Justin, what do you love most about travelling?
Freedom. I'm now free to wake up in any corner of the earth, at any time of day I want.
You've been on the road for almost 3 years. What made you choose this lifestyle?
I was at university studying marine biology when I got the chance to go to South Africa for a Christmas break with the university's outdoor program. It was the first Christmas I'd spent away from my parents, so I thought I'd feel homesick. From the very moment the trip began, I was happier than I'd ever been. Near the end of the trip, I began having sleepless nights and finally made up my mind. I told my fellow students that I wasn't going home with them. Most of them thought I was insane to stay in Africa alone with little money. I called my parents and they warned me about the crime rate in Africa. But my professor accepted my choice without any hesitation. So over the phone I found someone to take over my apartment, store my stuff and cancel my appointments. I started heading north from Cape Town with little money and found work and accommodation at a hostel in Mozambique. Working in hostels turned into a trend which has taken me all over the world.
Is the money you earn sufficient? How can you afford to travel so far with so little money?
Well, from society's point of view, I can't. But once people have money, they are so tied down by either work or kids that they can't get away from that mindset. It takes very little money to actually travel. Travel just means to go to new and different countries and see new things. Travel doesn't have to be synonymous with luxury. I traded 5-star hotels for ratty hostels, camping and couch surfing, luxury flights and cruises for long-haul buses, trains and hitchhiking. I hit the road no matter how much money I have. When I run out, I always find work in hostels or bars, and I'm fine.
What do you dislike about long-term travel?
A few things. 5-minute friends. Saying goodbye all the time. I used to love one thing. Instead of people asking what I do, people now ask where I've been, where I'm going, where I'm from. I used to love it, but now I've gone off it. I've answered it so many times, it's worn out. Some days, in my more cynical moments, I feel like saying, "We won't know each other tomorrow, so what's the point?" When you're on the road, lasting relationships are hard to keep. However, I'm never tired of travelling.
How would you encourage people to become real travellers?
Give everything a chance. Just let go of fears and forget what you've heard about a place. Go somewhere and totally immerse yourself in the culture. Closed-mindedness is your worst enemy.